In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This time of the year, I'm reminded of a wonderful bumper sticker that I see every now and again. In big, bold letters, the bumper sticker proclaims, "Jesus is coming." And underneath, in smaller letters, the second line says, "Look busy." That bumper sticker sort of sums up November and December pretty well. Jesus is coming. Look busy. From now until December 25th, from now until the birth of our Lord, the Christmas season that surrounds us will shift into high gear. And the acceleration, the gaining speed of it all, can make you feel sort of woozy. These days are so full of planning and parties, so full of baking and buying and shopping and schlepping. There's a contrast, of course. We as Orthodox Christians are now entering a period of fasting. These 40 days before Christmas are given to us as a Lenten period. It's a stretch of time during which it seems like we are asked to hold our breath. For us, the Christmas celebration is not something that will end on December 25th. The Christmas celebration really begins that day, begins on Christmas Day. And that celebration for us in the church will continue for over 2 weeks, right on through to the celebration of the Lord's baptism and its after feast in early January. And so we have this contrast, it seems. In these days before Christmas, the wider culture encourages us to be a little more type A. And the church, you might say, asks us to be a little more type B. This way of thinking about things is correct as far as it goes. This is, after all, a fasting period. These are 40 days in which we are asked to resist the great demons of appetite and activity and accumulation. But we should not get the wrong idea about Advent, about this Christmas Lent. Yes, it is a period of waiting. That's what the word Advent means. It's a period of waiting prayerfully. But it is not a season for disengaging from the world. It is not a time for withdrawing and telling the world that we are checking out of this place until December the 25th. Forgive the pun, but fasting does not lead, or should not lead, to slowing. Through the fast, the church does not command us to stop. What the church really does is it invites us to be still. Fasting leads to holy stillness, and holy stillness equips us to be busy in the right way. In our gospel reading today, the rich man described by our Lord in the parable, he comes under condemnation, but not because he is a busy man. He is condemned because he is busy in the wrong way. There are three P's in the spiritual life, and much depends on them. Much depends on how we provide, that's the first P. How we prepare, and of course on how we pray. And the rich man in this morning's parable, he gets all three P's wrong. First, we read how he sinks a lot of effort into providing, but not for himself. Not for others. He provides only for himself. There's this marvelous phrase used by our Lord. He condemns the rich man as someone who is not rich towards God. Second, how the man prepares is also misguided. We know that he sinks a great deal of time and effort into preparing for something. But we find out that he really prepares for nothing beyond his own pleasure, his own safety, and his own security. Those barns he wishes to build are there to make sure that each day he can tell himself to eat and to drink and to be merry. So how he provides and how he prepares, they're both wrongheaded. But with the third P, with prayer, we get a final swing and a miss. Scripture reports that the man prays not to God. Really, he prays to himself. The man wants to know what to do with all the great produce that's been yielded by his land. St. Luke writes that he thought within himself, saying, "Soul, what shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?" So this man in the parable, he finds himself on the wrong side of righteousness, not because he fails to provide and to prepare and to pray. He comes under judgment because he provides and he prepares and he prays in all the wrong ways. This particular parable is in the 12th chapter of Luke's gospel. And the verses that follow this morning's reading, our Lord explores the same message very deeply. He says much more about the difference between the holy labor of the kingdom, the good sort of work, and the sort of false labor which too often we think we need to fill our lives with. Our Lord goes on to say some things that are very memorable, but often misunderstood. He goes on to say, don't be anxious. Don't worry about the needs that you have. He gives us the comforting words that we are more precious to God than the birds and the flowers, those marvelous pieces of creation. And it is God's pleasure to give us the kingdom, he says. Rather than allow ourselves to be paralyzed by fear and worry, we are to focus on the work which he has given us to do, on the work of the kingdom. And this is critical. Our Lord does not say, don't worry, relax, just be happy. He doesn't say that. He says, don't be distracted by worry and anxiety, but be like those good stewards whose master has gone to a wedding feast, but who has delayed in his return. No one knows the time of the master's return. But our Lord says in chapter 12, blessed is the steward who stays on task and who is found to be busy with the business of the household. The rich man in this morning's parable, he fails to be that blessed steward. Instead, he is like the wicked stewards who use the master's absence for their own personal gain. Our Lord says, don't let the busyness of the world distract you from the business of the kingdom. He says it very clearly in verse 35, let your loins be girded and your lamps burning. That means get off your backside. And be like the men who are waiting for their master to come home from the marriage feast, so that they may be there to open to the master at once the door when he comes and knocks on it. So you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. And so these verses which follow this parable about the condemned rich man, they help us to understand a little bit more clearly the meaning of these 40 days, this nativity fast. If the bumper sticker on the backside of the world's car says, Jesus is coming, look busy. The bumper sticker on our car should say, Jesus is coming, stay busy. During these 40 days, we are asked to retreat a little bit more deeply into prayer and into fasting for a purpose. We retreat a little so that we can go out into the world and to do the Master's work. Has the Lord been a blessing to you and to me? Then you and I should go and be a blessing to others. Does faith make a difference in our lives? If so, then the fasting and the prayer of this period will give us the courage and the humility that we need to go out and make a difference in the lives of others. Has God shared a word of comfort with you? Is Jesus Christ saving you from meaninglessness and hopelessness? Then there are people out there who are literally dying to hear the message which you and I can share. Father Alexander Schmemann, the great theologian and teacher of the 20th century, he described our 40 days of great Lent in the spring, that period of preparation before Pascha, as a school of repentance. There's so much during that period that teaches us how to be repentant. The canon of St. Andrew, the pre-sanctified liturgies, the way in which the melodies that we hear change, the incense that we smell changes. There are many elements in those 40 days which teach us how to repent. These 40 days, brothers and sisters, these 40 days before our winter Pascha, these 40 days are not given to us as a school of repentance so much as they are given to us as a school of thanksgiving. prayer and the fasting which we are asked to undertake in this period before Christmas, if we let them, they will help us to see how good God has been to us. Our fasting will move us to give thanks to God. And like those good stewards, we will be the ones who are found waiting to do the Master's work and doing the Master's work when he comes home. So that whether the Master returns at noon or at midnight, he will find us doing the work which he has asked us to do. Stay busy, brothers and sisters. Amen.